Greetings from Financial Services Online. You're tuned in with me, Paige Estritori, providing you with today's Financial Services Roundup. On the agenda, we have some insightful updates from the financial landscape from earlier this week. Firstly, the complexity of retirement income products is triggering calls for a key shift towards better collaboration between industry funds and financial advisors. The dialogue at the Professional Planner Researcher Forum, led by experts such as Ian Fryer from Chant West and Matt Olson of Morningstar Australasia, has uncovered a clear consensus. Deeper, more effective collaboration is crucial to satisfy the needs of today's retirees. With emerging technological advancements, the challenge now lies in equipping advisors to efficiently compare complex retirement products, urging licensees to contribute to clarity and understanding. The dynamism in the financial sector doesn't stop there. Experts forecast a fair share of tribulations for financial advisors in 2025, with shifting market conditions, legislative reforms, and of course, rapid technological advancements. Terry Vogiatsis of Amura Wealth has thrown light on the discrepancy that may arise due to volatile market conditions and high client expectations. The year also rings a bell for fresh educational requirements that could stimulate mergers and revamp the industry's blueprint. But the big agent for a change seen this year is likely to be artificial intelligence, which Alex Jamieson believes will transform the industry. Earlier this week, Bendigo and Adelaide Bank found themselves amidst a storm of controversy as they announced a $2.50 cash withdrawal fee at branches. Though the new measure intends to encourage digital transactions, critics worry about potential reputational damage in the wake of heightened banking scrutiny. The move prompts a critical conversation around our increasingly digital-centric banking habits and the commodification of traditionally free services. In other news, an innovative solution to the escalating issue of cyber risks is making waves in the financial realm: catastrophe bonds. This comes after a staggering rise in cyber insurance premiums, which went from $1.5 billion in 2013 to a whopping $15 billion last year. Traditional insurers grapple due to the sporadic nature of cyber losses, leading the industry towards innovative risk transfer methods like catastrophe bonds. With this twisted turn of events, let's stay tuned for the shifts it ushers into the financial services sector. That's it for our roundup of this week's financial services on this Friday, the 10th of January, 2025. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more updates and details. Keep an eye on how these developments unfold, and as always, stay financially informed. Thank you for choosing Financial Services Online. Until next time, this is Paige Estritori, signing off.